great, great soul winner one time. His name was Carter Snyder. Willie and I, he was real personal friends of ours way back in the 50s. Carter was laying in his bed one night about 1:30 in the morning, been praying for a man. He'd witnessed to him a couple times. He owned a Cadillac company, Larry, owned a Cadillac company in Harlingen, Texas. The Spirit of God just spoke to him and said, go deal with him now. Carter got up, went there, looked at the clock, and he said, 1:30. Made him a pot of coffee and went on to about 2 o'clock. The Lord said, now. And he got up and drove over this big mansion, $400,000 home, to the man that owned the Cadillac company and rang the doorbell. And this man come down in his pajamas and said, opened the door and said, Carter, what in the world do you want? He said, Larry, I want to know if you've ever been saved. He said, come in, Carter. He said, Lord, have mercy. I thought somebody died or something. He said, come in. Within an hour's time, this great man was saved.
Amen.
And about 6 years later, me and Carter were standing in front of his car business there in Harlingen, Texas. Carter was spinning his old keys. He's dead tonight and in heaven. He's spinning them old keys, and Larry drove up, chauffeur driving a car. He looked out there, and he said, Carter, come here. Carter walked over, and he said, Carter, I just come to the hospital. They take him home. I'm 48 years old. I'm going home to die. Said, he said, I've got cancer all in my body. Eat me up. Carter just won't stop here and thank you for not being disobedient that night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Amen.
When you come and told me about the Savior.
Amen.
He said, I really appreciate it.
Amen.
Carter, may God bless you.
Amen.
And he drove off. Carter told me, he said, preacher, that's one of the greatest highlights of my whole life.
Amen.
Is to know that I was obedient to God. It took, and you know, doesn't God say many things to you and I? And it just does not line up with our way of thinking. And we say, Lord, you know that's not the way us independent Baptists do it.
Huh?
Lord, that's not the way my thinking goes. You better do what God says.